Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast is brought to you by you, the listeners of the Be Our Guest podcast. This has become a tradition here on the show over the past 5 or 6 years. We're going to spend a few quick minutes in the Be Our Guest podcast studios here on Christmas Eve. But I did just want to take this chance to thank everybody for your tremendous support here in 2016. You guys, honestly, let me live out my dream. This podcast is a dream of mine. It's a big one. And I get to sit down and talk Disney with people around the world each and every week. And that's only because you support our show, you support our sponsors, and you just make the Be Our Guest podcast a part of your life. And I am eternally grateful for that. I appreciate it so much. And I cling and am so thankful to the friendships that I have made because of this show. So thank you again. From my family, from Pam and Ricky, and everybody out there, you guys are amazing. Thanks for supporting our show. Thanks for bringing us into your life each and every day. And here's to an amazing 2017. Lots of big plans for the coming year. So let's take a step into the Be Our Guest podcast studios. Time to grab that wrapping paper, tear some stuff open, and see our gifts that we exchange. I know this is a corny episode, but we have fun with it. So enjoy Christmas Eve in the Be Our Guest podcast studio.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to Christmas Eve in the Be Our Guest podcast studios. That's right. It is a tradition here on the show. I looked on our website. We've been doing this since the very first year. So we've been doing this for 8 years now. And, you know, we like to get together here on Christmas Eve. Hopefully everybody is, you know, over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house and having a great time. Maybe some hot cocoa, maybe some pumpkin pie. But, you know, hopefully we're not cutting into your family time. We don't want to do that. That's kind of counteractive to what we're doing, counterintuitive. But we just want to drop in quickly with a brief show and just wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. I know Hanukkah starts tonight as well. So everybody enjoy that time with friends and family. Enjoy the season. Pam's been saying it all throughout December, and it is so true. The stuff goes by too quickly. So we just want to make sure that you guys are having a great time, and we wanted to kind of keep you company maybe on your commutes to and fro. I know with my family, there's some years where, because we have kind of a blended family, so we'd have to go here, there, and everywhere on Christmas Eve. So we'd spend a lot of time on the road. So maybe that is your case. Either way, hopefully you're having a great holiday, and we are going to have some fun exchanging our gifts today, as we always do here in the Be Our Guest podcast studios, with the fireplace glowing, the Christmas tree with the Mickey hands. We actually do have a Christmas tree in the studio this year, ironically enough, since we had the TV crew out here a couple weeks ago. We got the Mickey hands in the tree with the Mickey Santa hat on top, topping off the tree, and all the Christmas ornaments from Walt Disney World on it. So it's very festive here in the studio. So joining me today, I think she has hot cocoa. But, of course, it's from Starbucks, and she used to work there. We have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com. Merry Christmas, Ricky.
Merry Christmas, and it is some good hot cocoa, let me tell you. Oh, it's so yummy. So I am ready to celebrate the holiday with my family, and that's you guys. So see, I tie it all together.
That's how you do it. That's awesome. It. And now, so it is snowing outside the studio, big flakes.
I'm sure it is, actually, in real life, yeah.
It is, and, so, Ricky, did you put the cardboard over your windshield there so that you can get home after we exchange gifts?
Yeah, I made sure and cardboarded the car up completely, so we're all good. No snow is going to get inside, so that's good. Although it's a little cold, driving home, but I'll just turn the heat up, real high, so everything will be good.
All right, sounds good. Real quick, can you throw one of those pieces of cardboard on my Jeep, because I may have to run to QT after this?
Absolutely, okay, 100%. Okay, no good, problem.
Good. All right, also joining us, we have Pam Forrester from lovely Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which I believe your state even has a town called Bethlehem, if I'm not wrong. Is that right? I think there's a Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, right?
Absolutely have a Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. So, yes, but I'm glad to be here in beautiful Florissant to celebrate. Your weather is surprisingly like ours, Mike. I just have to say.
I think we must be on the same parallel or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever that is. But, I can't say that that's a good thing. But anyway, so it's festive, at least at this time of year.
It is. And we got, of course, we have the soft Christmas music going on. If you look in
smooth
the very
jazz
back.
Christmas.
Always smooth jazz.
Absolutely.
Because I wanted to, Steve came too, you didn't want to come by yourself. So we bring the families all together. Brian's shooting darts in the corner while we're recording.
I was going to say basketball.
Basketball, but, darts, yeah, pool. I don't know what he plays. Who knows? Beer pong. I don't know. But
yeah, that one.
So anyway, we are, getting together. If you notice on the small screen TV, because, we don't have a huge budget here in our studio. We do have, still one of the CRTs, the big, the thing that weighs 400 pounds kind of TV. But if you notice, we do have the Love Boat Christmas special playing in the background. Of course, it is, and it's the one featuring Zsa Zsa Gabor. We're remembering Zsa Zsa.
Love the Zsa Zsa.
Yeah, so, that's how we do it here in the studios, And if we did, we can't do the, remembering 2016 because that would be, as long as the 12-hour show this year. Unfortunately, it's kind of sad. All right, well, that kind of brought it to a downer. I thought it was supposed to be festive. Okay, so here we go. It's time to exchange gifts. So Ricky brought in some nice gifts. She did have cardboard, but then she went back out and put that on my Jeep. So I was a little worried. I'm like, oh, man, I was bad this year. I get a piece of cardboard. That's not cool. So then I almost had to throw her out. Yeah, all right, Ricky, so what kind of wrapping paper did you go with this year? Maybe it's Hawaiian because you went to Alani? I don't know. What is that?
I did. Yeah, I went with Hawaiian leaves. I don't know. Is that a thing? George is going to be so mad at me right now. I brought home a lot of leaves, and I'm using those for my wrapping. So they're brown and dead now, but whatever. It's fine.
Ricky, you aren't supposed to take things like that. You're supposed to take only memories, leave only footprints.
That's it. Yeah, you don't get it.
For having to fill out some form of some sort, saying I wasn't bringing anything back. So, I hid that.
All right, so dish out those gifts. That's why we're here. We're here for the family togetherness, but really we're here just to give out gifts. So,
absolutely. So my first gift is to Pam. So Pam.
Oh, okay. All right. Looking forward. Yes. Okay. I'm gonna rip open the paper.
Now, remember, it's not paper, it's leaves, but I don't know what this is going to sound like.
What is this eggnog, Mike? I know.
It's pretty good, though, isn't it? It's not bad. It's Jose something.
Yeah, so are the leaves, are they making like a crinkling sound?
Yeah, good.
Okay. Oh, wow. Wait, right. What? This,
Pam, I know how much you like your beer, so I am taking care of you and I am paying for you to enjoy every beer that is available now at the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, right, and I'm sure there'll be all kinds of new ones to try. I mean, I'm not quite sure what the theme will be at Be Our Guest, like how they will fit the beer with that, or even the Jungle Skipper Canteen.
It's a Heineken.
I think they might have an interesting one.
I'm telling you, it's a Heineken. I told you that earlier this week.
Heineken is a Dutch beer.
I'm telling you, there's a pun there somewhere at the Skipper Canteen.
Yes, it's from like the Swiss Family Robinson treehouse.
So. It's a Heine.
Tiny kitten. Yeah, there you go.
No, but that'll be awesome. Looking forward to that.
I know how much you love your beer, so I figured you'd be trying them anyway, so I might as well just pay for them all for you.
Well,
so
I appreciate
every beer at the Magic Kingdom. Enjoy, and don't throw a fit about the fact that there's beer in the Magic Kingdom now. So.
We won't do it all at once. I will just.
All right. Good. Oh, see, now you're ruining it. It was supposed to be done all in the same day.
Well, that would be great for everyone else. I'm not sure that would be for me.
You know what? Along those lines, the first person that wears a shirt to the Magic Kingdom that looks like one of those drinking around the world shirts at Epcot, I am going to chase you out of the park. Because you know what? Don't do that at the Magic Kingdom. Don't do it. I'm just saying. I know it's a party and everything, but that's my PSA for today.
All right. Is it Mike's turn now?
I think so. It seems like there's less options, to do this. All right, go ahead.
All right, Mike, here you go. All right, here's your present.
I'm worried I'm going to get like an allergy from these leaves. Like, do I have calamine lotion standing by? Because you couldn't just go with Walgreens wrapping paper. But let me try it.
No.
Yeah, you're trying to give this to me, so that if I don't wash my hands. I like have it in my eye.
Oh, you're going
to
love this present. Oh, my gosh.
I've always wanted one of these, but I really can't describe it to the audience, but I'm so thankful to tell everybody about it.
I really don't think you've always wanted one of these.
I don't know.
Gosh.
I hope so.
Mike, I got you an actual lizard.
Yes.
Oh, I was, my because God.
The thing was wiggling. Wow. Like, I was like, "What? Why is my present moving?"
And yeah. Just it's bigger than I thought it would be, too. It's not one of those tiny ones.
It's not a tiny lizard.
No.
It's a giant lizard. I got
it's
you.
It's just a monitor lizard because it's frightening me just a little bit. I'm just
I got you a good sized lizard. And the case for it. So, I mean, you know, the little cage, so you don't have to worry about it running all over the house, and that you don't have to find it or anything like that. But Merry Christmas. You have a giant lizard.
Yes, he's going to live down here in the studios. I'm going to name him Mr. Kipling from Hey Jesse. Because he's an awesome lizard.
Yeah, you are.
That's exactly. He's a Mr. Kipling. You know what? And I'm going to get him a little brother. And kind of train him up like somebody. I can't remember who posted it on the lizard group this week. That lizard that was riding on the windshield.
Yes.
That is me on a Disney code release day. Right there. I'm holding on by like the thinnest of threads going down
we
the highway.
We all look like that.
I can so relate to that.
Please, Lord, keep the system up and running.
Exactly. Please don't let me fly off and get run over by a semi. I'm so close to that happening right now. Anyway, well, thank you, Ricky. I appreciate the... guy, he just bit me. Thanks. I'm Gary.
Now, like, you're going to have to start taking antibiotics.
Exactly.
So I don't think...
I thought it was going to be the Galmine lotion. No, I'm starting
yeah,
to get,
sorry,
I'm running a fever.
Also, he may scratch you because my brother also has a lizard and he sometimes gets scratched. So
TMI,
sorry.
TMI. All right. Okay, so I have my presents here and I have wrapped mine in Phineas and Ferb wrapping paper. I don't know why. You know why? Because it was on sale at Walgreens because they're not a thing anymore.
I was going to say it was on sale at the dollar store because they don't have it anymore.
It's in the, you know, haven't needed this for 3 years bin. So here it's pretty cheap. So yeah, we're going on a podcast cruise this summer. You got to cut corners somewhere.
That's right.
All right. So Ricky, here's yours now. It's kind of big. Oh, okay. So okay. Be careful because it is heavy. You know, Brian can share in this one too. So you might want to get him from the pool table or wherever he is.
Okay, Brian, you got to come here. Okay. All right. He's on walking on his way over. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Open it together.
Oh my gosh, Mike, I can't believe you got me this.
I know, seriously, because I don't tell Pam. Not my Pam. Don't tell my Pam because she'll be upset because she wants to go to Hawaii something fierce. And, you know, it's just like we got the podcast cruise. Otherwise, we'd probably go this summer. But I know that you said this was back right when you got back from Alani. You thought about stealing a lamp or something. Was it buying a lamp or stealing a lamp? Yeah. Because with you, I can never tell.
Yeah. It could have been either or.
That's so, what I'm saying. So I wasn't sure. So I wanted to keep you out of prison, you know, because we need you here on the show. So no felonies. So I went and bought that lamp at Alani for you. So, you know, you said you were thinking about stealing it for a hot second. Now you don't have to steal.
Aww,
you can put it right
thanks,
there in your office. There you go.
I'm so happy. I'm going to put that in my bedroom right next to the bed so that it can be like a little bit of Hawaii every single night.
There you go.
That's nice. Right. Maybe I can dream of Hawaii.
That's it. Nice. Yeah, there you go. And you don't have to bring home the leaves anymore.
I don't. That's good. That's good. they're starting to smell.
That's good. All right. Well, here's Pam's. Now, you remember, they always say great things come in small packages. This is an envelope, so just take it easy.
Okay.
I did wrap it in strawberry shortcake for you, so here you go.
Oh, very good. Yes. Oh, yeah. I can smell it.
Yeah.
It actually is like has a smell.
It does.
Paper.
It's scratch and sniff
wrapping
paper.
Yeah,
it does.
I smell it, too. Yeah. It's good.
Oh, awesome. All right. Okay.
Yep, that was quick.
Yeah, right. I really know how to open it.
That was good. That was efficient.
Exactly.
Anyway,
but
so
I have a letter opener.
So. You know what? Actually, I got you a second gift that's behind my back, but this is the one that you just opened. It is, now again, it's a certificate because I talked to the captain of the Disney Fantasy for the summer podcast cruise. We're going to go, you know, Western Caribbean, have a great time. But now this is, I had to work hard on this one. I have been on the phone. You know how it is trying to get anything done with Disney Special. It's like I talked to 17 layers of bureaucracy, but I got it done. Now, if it'll ever happen in July, I don't know, but we'll see.
Okay.
So you guys are going to be the very first, and this is for you and Steve. It's a couple's experience where you are going to get to recreate the Rose and Jack scene from Titanic on the front of the Fantasy. As we pull into Cozumel, you're going to be up there like, I'm the king of the world. And you're going to be putting your arms out. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Wow. So
Love it.
Is this a private thing, or will everyone be there to take video of it?
I don't know. It depends if you do it.
I'm there to video.
Yeah, exactly. I want to see it. I want to see it.
I'm going to have to start looking for a dress now, I think. I'm just saying. Like, if I'm going to really create it, I'm going to have to really create it.
Oh, yeah. So, go, yeah.
This is awesome. Yeah. Like, no one's going to have an experience like this, Mike. Now, I'm a little frightened of how high up I will be and leaning over the edge a little bit, but I guess it'll all work out okay. Disney wouldn't do anything that was dangerous. So.
But Steve will never let go.
No, that's true. Yeah.
Oh, Steve.
Well, and if we were to fall in, I mean, it wouldn't be as cold as it was
right.
there.
That's true. That's true. You know, but so the thing was, like, you're going to have to sign like 17 layers of papers too, because, you know,
right.
it is liability, and they just, you know, they got to wash their hands of you.
I do have to sign a contract with Disney anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Every year.
You're
so
good
I'm
at
used
it.
To that.
That's it. Just take out the stamp. So, yeah, enjoy and have a good time. Oh, and here, you know, just to get you there, because I know it is cold here, here's your pair of Freezy Freakies. I got you some Freezy Freakies.
Oh,
here
very cool. Now I really feel like I'm back in the 80s.
There you go. Yeah, nothing like, because I mean, that's our generation. Ricky wouldn't appreciate them. You know, she was of the, you know, they probably had like, you know, electric gloves by the time she was a kid. So.
No, I'm going to put on my Esprit sweater and put right now.
There yeah, I'm putting on my Coca-Cola panel shirt there that I had my
there
old polo.
Go.
And we're looking
ready.
Good. All right.
Can
so
I wear my charter jacket?
Yeah.
Is that
no,
cool?
No.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay, whatever.
Members only, Ricky. Hello.
I'm sorry. Starter was my generation. So.
Oh, man. Lay off the eggnog. How about another one? Brian just keeps bringing him in. All right, here we go.
Okay, all right. I'm scared.
But
okay.
hang on. I can't tell what kind of wrapping paper, because we got the lights down low, just kind of the fireplace glowing here. What do we got?
What do we got, Pam?
Oh, it's Winnie the Pooh wrapping paper.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of puns that could happen from
things
that.
Things are always better with
Yes, they are.
That's
Christmas
right.
is.
Everyone, like, think of your own favorite poo pun at this point. But go ahead, Ricky.
Pam.
Okay.
I can't believe
I know, right? I knew that Mike wouldn't really like this because it's something from the Harry Potter series. But,
yes, of course, it's looks even better.
I know, but it is a time turner just for you, Ricky, because I know if anyone needs a time turner, it's you, girl. You are all over the place all the time. And for those who aren't familiar with the Harry Potter series, the time turner lets Hermione go back in time and so that she can do a few things at once. And this is what Ricky needs, because she's always writing a blog for one thing or another. So... This allows her to get more blogs done.
It's absolutely true. If the time turner really existed, I would definitely need one of these, because I'm always working, and you can ask Brian, like, legitimately always working on something. So,
what do you mean if? Like,
come on.
The guy I bought this from said it was the real thing. So.
Oh, okay, good. So then they perfected the technology now.
That's what I'm saying to
okay.
you. Yes.
All right, that's
Pam's just trying to get more vlogs out of you, Ricky. I see all this. I don't want one of these, man. I can't work
any
harder.
Secret, you know, behind the gift, and I can absolutely see
That'll
how she
be a new
that.
Special behind the gift.
Coming in 2017
for the BR Guest Podcast.
That's
behind
it.
The gift.
All right, well one gift left.
For you is behind the gift too. So all right, here it is. It's heavy. And part of it's still outside, and some guy said he had to deliver something else tomorrow.
Yes.
But open this part up. Okay, do you know what this is?
Let me open it.
Okay.
Oh, man. Ow, paper cut. Oh, I'm going to bleed to death. Okay. It is heavy, though, so I'm going to sit it down. Oh, but what? Now my back hurts so bad I can't open my eyes. What is it? I can't see.
I don't want to hurt you for Dopey, but so this is a full new recording sound system that does not require the use of Skype.
Thank you.
Amen.
I was checking Skype tonight while we were recording, even. I don't know if you noticed, but it just still does not take calls. So thank you. Yes.
I knew this is what we need here to make this happen. So anyways, I thought that you would really appreciate this. It'll help get us all back to where we want to be. But anyways, yes. This is exactly what you mean.
That or Bill Gates here in the studio fixing it personally. Like, Bill, I know you own Skype. Get this. Just go back to 2010 and fix it. because it used to work. Anyway, well, thank you.
They're not using charity for that.
Oh, they sure not. Well, that was, man, that's great. We're pretty good at giving gifts. You know, we are some good gift givers.
We do.
Yeah.
We try. All right, so it's time to get everybody loose because everybody else has to get out there and exchange your gifts because that's what this holiday season is about, spend time with their friends and family. But Ricky, you know, tell everybody, you know, give them a season's greetings and everything and kind of the last word here before we turn everybody loose for the weekend.
Absolutely. So, you know, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, you know, whatever you celebrate, just have fun with your friends or your family or whoever you're with. You know, I'm going to be having fun in Walt Disney World this weekend. So, you know, that'll be good. And getting some sun and fun. I think that's a nice thing for Christmas. But so thank you guys, every one of you, for listening all, you know, for however long you've been listening. You guys are amazing. And it's just the most magical time of the year. I'm so happy.
Yes. Oh, you're almost like, it's a little Andy Williams, Nat King Cole there, almost kind of quoting.
There you go.
Nice.
Absolutely.
All right. Yep. All right. So Pam, final thoughts for the holiday season.
Yeah, so, I mean, I want to wish everyone out there a wonderful holiday season. I have been taking my advice that I've been giving all of you all December. I've really made an effort this year because I am a little type A. I'm just going to say this.
I think we all are. Yes, yes.
And it's hard for me sometimes to be in the moment, but I've really made an effort this year. And I just have felt like more than ever this year, I've really kind of been able to embrace and identify what Christmas really means to me, and I'm so appreciative of that. So I think that we all go through seasons in our life where we're trying to, you know, enjoy everything but still move forward, and I've been really working to find a balance this year, and I think I've done that for the most part, so I'm happy for that. I'm so appreciative of our podcast family. It is definitely, this has all been such a blessing in my life, but more than that, just the people that I get to call friends and interact with all the time, it's just incredible. And it brings so much to my life. And it's really what is so rewarding is that we get to be a part of so many other things because of the podcast. So many of your lives, so many of your special occasions, so many of your vacations. It's just a very cool thing to be a part of. And please know that all three of us are just so appreciative of that.
And we don't take that for granted either.
No, not at all. No, absolutely. So anyways, and that's what I'm going to be thinking of this holiday season for sure.
All right. Absolutely. Well said. So I kind of just echo everything you guys said. I wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever you're celebrating. Enjoy that time with your friends and your family because those are the most special times in your lives. And thank you so much for opening up your lives to us. Like Pam said, on vacations, special occasions, you know, just daily fun talks on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, whatever we do. You know, it's like I've learned so much and my life has been changed because, you know, this kid from Missouri who, you know, you don't have much of a outside view of the world when you're just somebody from Missouri. But when you get the opportunity to speak with people from all different, you know, points of the globe, that's a special thing. And it's helped my family just have better experiences than we could have ever imagined. And, you know, my family appreciates each and every one of you, too, as well. So we're going to let you get out of here and have some fun. And we'll be back again on Monday with another show, as always. But until then, Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Hanukkah. And we will see you real soon. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. See, I knew it was coming. Ho, ho. I got you.
You did.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.